Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. Sorry. Pro tip.
On Drive 959.
Nayo ke ivoice yenu ke njabulile. Thank you. How did ndaba yampandla start yesterday, guys? I can't remember.
It was khumuts.
But how did it start? Why did I say mpandla?
Oh, no, because I had mentioned that in Taiwan.
Taiwan,
yes.
There's a hair treatment
that can grow your hair in 20 days.
Yes, I remember now.
It's like everything is about you, and yeah, it wasn't about you.
I know it wasn't about me.
So
you're
yeah,
the one confused, not me.
So yeah, yesterday this debate just went wild. It was on fire on the show when Khomotso,
this girl is on
said
fire.
She actually finds balding men attractive. Which obviously led us to another interesting point. Her saying women experience bald too, and Mina Noskumba, we fought. Because Mina Noskumba, we haven't seen a single woman on Mpandla. So today we are unpacking the truth about trending hair loss products from minoxidil to rosemary oil, and finding out what really works, what's the hype, and when it might actually be time to see a doctor or consider a hair transplant. And to help us separate fact from fiction, we are joined by trichologist Uzolekam. Namazinya macishe awa. Botlhaletsetlo, who will share expert insight on what's hype and just not worth it. I'm ready when you are.
Hi, I'm Botlhaletsetlo.
Hello.
A certified trichologist. I specialize in scalp and hair health. Hair loss is triggered by different underlying issues like hormonal imbalances, nutritional deficiencies, autoimmune diseases, stress, lifestyle habits, medication, and mechanical damage. When you look at the many trending products online that promise to stop hair loss or grow your hair fast, you firstly must understand what type of hair loss you have and what the underlying trigger is before using any of those products. Also, when you're using the wrong products, this can worsen the hair loss. Scalp inflammation is a major cause of hair loss. That is the first thing we address as trichologists. Inflammation causes scarring. That's permanent damage to your hair follicles. So rosemary oil or oil blends, butternut oil, chubby powder, derma rollers don't have anti-inflammatory properties. Imagine having inflammation on your scalp and you use a derma roller. That increases the inflammation and will worsen the hair loss and scarring. From my professional experience in dealing with hair loss, I rate rosemary oil 0, topical and oral minoxidil 10. This is also depending on the type of hair loss you have. So if you've got hair loss triggered by nutritional deficiencies, then it's not a 10. Butternut oil 0, chubby powder 0, derma roller 8 if you don't have inflammation. When should you see a trichologist? As soon as you observe changes to your scalp and hair. That is loss of volume, loss of diameter, that is hair thinning, any patches on your scalp. The sooner you seek help, the better it is. When your follicles are scarred, it leaves a hair transplant as a last option. Women can bald. So during perimenopause and menopause, our female hormones decrease, that is like your estrogen, and this makes the male hormones more dominant. And you'll see more oily skin, some facial hair, and thinning on that crown area of your scalp. Sex hormones make that part very sensitive. So any changes, you'll see thinning on that crown area. Mm. When it comes to addressing hair loss, seek the right help and get the right treatment as soon as possible.
Now I'll wait for Prince Harry and Prince William to seek help first. Then I'll follow suit.
So on the line, we do have a Butlali.
Oh, you have a Butlali. Okay, you want to talk to the Butlali?
I
want to
ask, hi, Butlali, how's it?
Hi, good, and you?
We're great. So I hear you say, you know, when we go on social media, everyone is an expert lately. They would tell you, use rosemary oil when it comes to losing hair. It will help you. And when you come here, you say 0.
Yep.
Why?
So the thing with hair loss, right, is that your hair is responding to other things happening in your body. So for instance, if you've got, say, an iron deficiency, and you're because the hair needs quite a lot of iron for it to grow, then you're not going to see the growth that you normally have. So if you then use rosemary oil, it's not addressing the underlying issue. What you need to do is do blood tests, check where your iron levels are, and then, you know, take the right take supplements to raise the iron levels. So and I suppose that the danger with what you're seeing on online is it's almost everything will address every hair loss issue.
Mm.
And my job is really to try to find out what is the underlying trigger, and then we address the underlying trigger.
But Tale, I thought like some people inherently do not have hair, or they don't have thick enough hair. And we've seen products online that promise to make your hair thicker or bushier. Is that even possible if you are saying this is hereditary? It's not like I can do anything about it. I was born with thin hair. I've never actually had thin hair, thick hair. No one in my family has thick hair.
Yeah. So it's a couple of things, right? It's the number of hairs you have on your scalp. That's genetically determined. So you find some people have a lot of hair, sort of 3 per square centimeter. So they've got a lot of volume. And you get people that each hair strand has thick diameter. So then the hair is much, much thicker looking and more bushier.
Yeah.
And then there's also the length of the hair. So that's also genetically determined. So my hair as a trichologist will never be as long as Pearl Tusi's hair.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just genetic. So a lot of times, sort of not using the right products and damage to the hair can change those things. So when you're using the right products, it helps you retain, you know, the right length. So now you're not having a lot of breakage. So you're seeing your hair retain length, which might seem like the product has made your hair grow longer. But in effect, what it's done is the rate of growth is now at its proper place. And breakage is reduced. So it looks like the hair's going longer, but actually just taking better care of your hair. So genetics are really the thing that determines where your length is, the density of your hair, and products can help, you know. So for instance, the products that have hydrolyzed protein that will strengthen your hair and that might look like make the hair look a little bit thicker, but it never changes your genetics.
Gotcha.
Thank you so much, Botale. Thank you so much for chatting to us. That's Botale Tsetlo, a trichologist. For those who didn't know, I didn't know, a specialist in the science of hair and scalp health. I don't know, Ubulele Sikobona Reke Batlo, not trichologist at an early age. What happened?
Pro tip.
On Drive 959.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.